Boom. Hey, everybody. This is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics. I'm just kidding. I've been through it and it sucks.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah. We want you to do your best.
The topic is replacing yourself as CEO or founder.
Yeah.
First thing I'll say is you don't replace yourself as founder. You're a founder for life. Sorry.
Fair.
But I want to say it because you might not be the CEO and you might try to replace yourself. So my reaction to this was very personal. And my reaction to this was don't do it. And I'm going to say why real quick. And then Stelly, I'm sure you'll have some thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So I went through this at my company, Kissmetrics. We had just gotten through a major lawsuit after a couple of years. We had an independent board member who was in the company, and we were basically considering making him CEO, and we decided to do it. And honestly, it was the worst decision I ever made about the company. I was actually amicable about it. I think there were things about, ironically, sales that I wanted to learn. And I thought this gentleman running the company as CEO would be able to help me learn those things. I was dead wrong. Nothing wrong with him. It just wasn't a good fit for our company. And I think people wanted a change. And the thing is, I never got to run the company and grow the company. I had to watch someone else try to do it. So that's why I'm bringing baggage to this conversation. Mm. I rarely do, but in this case, I am. The other baggage I'm bringing is when I went through this, I asked many people. I asked probably like a dozen different CEOs and founders who have done this themselves and replaced themselves. And they all said, don't do it.
Interesting. So, first of all, I love your honesty about this. And it's great to find a topic once in a while that gets you riled up, right? You have like some kind of a personal experience that gets your blood boiling.
It's worse. Stelly, it's worse. I went in there. I went in there again for 6 months after, 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And went in, meaning like I was still at the company, but I don't even remember if I was still at the company. But I went in there for 6 months and I switched out one CEO to another.
Mm.
So I became interim CEO for 6 months, and I did my best to bring in a new CEO. I also had a gentleman there, an executive that I wanted to fire that the board would not let me. And so it's personal, and it's personal to me because I didn't just leave the company. I came back and tried to help out again, and help out, though, to replace myself again. So I replaced myself twice, and I think it's just terrible. Here's the thing, and I might be too blunt about this, but your chances of success as a company once you get replaced or replace yourself as CEO, it goes down tremendously. And the reason is what got you here as a founder will definitely is more likely to get you to the next place you need to go as a business than if someone else is running it. And a lot of things have to change. The team has to change. The culture has to change. People is like the biggest problem. I'm not saying that there's CEOs out there or any of the CEOs are bad. But what happens is you're taking over from a founder. A founder has essentially ingrained their whole DNA across the company. No matter how cool you are as a CEO, that's a very hard thing to deal with. So it takes a very special person in the first place to want to do it, in my opinion. And then that person has to make it their company. And the founders tend to get in the way. I got in the way. I got in the way the first time. Second I knew I was going to get in the way, I left. I was just like, cool. You know, I'm out. I tried to help the new CEO once I was interim. And after a while, it just didn't make sense anymore. You can call it my ego. You can call it my arrogance. I don't really care, right? At the end of the day, like what you see inside of companies is that massive change needs to happen when you bring on a new CEO. And it doesn't matter what size you are. You can be 10 people or you could be 1,000 people. This is something that's not very easy to do because the people who work at the company are working there because of the leadership. And stories like the Google story of Eric Schmidt taking over for a while, you know, and then the two founders coming back and, you know, taking over later. That's okay. I mean, it happens. It's the exception, not the rule. I think the rule in this one is like, it's a very difficult transition to do. If you're dead hell bent on doing it, like the biggest thing you need to think through is what is your involvement going to be after? And how do you support that CEO 100%? Because that's all you got. Like you have to support the person in their decisions and not get in the way. And all of us as founders have a tendency to get in the way. So the way to do this the best is transition yourself out of the company as fast as possible if you really feel the need to replace yourself. Because then the other person has the most opportunity to go make it their company. Again, there are exceptions. You know, Steve Jobs didn't make this work. you know. But the Google founders did make it work, right? And I don't really know why. I know why the Steve Jobs one failed. I don't really know why the Google one worked, and I don't think we're ever going to know. And I think it's because it's a rarity for that move to work. This is why you see a CEO come in, and then a CEO leave, and another one come in. Now you're in the CEO shuffle. That being said, sometimes when there's a problem with the founder, like the founder, you know, God forbid, has like a terminal disease, right? Passes away, or all kinds of things like that. It is always better, if you can, to promote someone in the company. Always. So that is a little bit of an exception, and obviously dire circumstances. And another way to look at it is that if those situations happen, the company is usually ready to rally around whoever the new person is, whether they're internal or external. But internal people tend to have better clout and a faster ramp up to that kind of change because they're already familiar with the company. And I'll say one last thing, because this is a trend with us, but your customer doesn't give a shit that the CEO has changed. And that's a very important thing. And what I mean by that is your business still has to run.
Yeah.
And that's easy to forget when you're going through whatever turmoil you are because you know, you don't want to be CEO anymore, or, you know, someone's trying to kick you out of the company, or, you know, there's someone better for the job maybe, or you think so. Right. But there's a whole, there's like an unlimited amount of reasons you might consider replacing yourself, or someone else might, like your board or your investors. But at the end of the day, like, it is one of the